The Second World War, a podcast by Stephen Bedard.
Last time, we saw how the Germans came in to rescue the Italians in their struggles in North Africa. Around the same time, the Germans also took over operations against Malta. These two events were closely linked. Reinforcements to Africa came through the Mediterranean, and Malta was strategically placed to be a threat to those shipments. If the Germans were going to be successful in Africa, they would need to take care of Malta and the Allied presence on the island. Thus, Flieger Corps 10 was sent to Sicily to do what the Italians had failed to accomplish. Would the Germans be any more successful? We'll have to see. One of the targets that the Germans wanted to hit was the aircraft carrier, the HMS Illustrious. Unfortunately, the British gave the Germans the opportunity when they launched Operation Excess, a series of supply convoys to Malta, Alexandria, and Greece. This put the Illustrious in range of the bombers based in Sicily. The Germans were able to badly damage the carrier, although it was able to make its way back to Malta. The Germans had initially sent Junkers to Sicily, but now the Messerschmitts arrived, and this would make things even more difficult for the British. This gave them air superiority in that area of the Mediterranean. The fighters kept the RAF at bay while the bombers bombed the island. There were several raids per day, and both civilian and military populations were struggling tremendously. The only bright spot was that an Allied destroyer flotilla scored a naval victory against a good number of Italian ships. What the British needed was to stop German reinforcements from reaching Africa and to allow Allied reinforcements to get through. But between the German and Italian planes, shipping was closed to the Allies, and German convoys were getting through. It was not just the Allied shipping that was being bombed. Malta was bombed mercilessly, including civilian targets. Civilians fled the cities for the relative safety of the countryside. Things began to change in April of 1941 as other factors were affecting German plans. Germany was getting involved in the Balkans. The German experience in Crete, which we'll eventually get to, proved that dropping paratroopers on Malta would not be effective. A siege was the only option. However, the Germans could not afford to keep up their attacks on Malta, as Flieger Corps 10 was going to be needed against the Soviet Union. So the fight was handed back to the Italians. This was a good thing for Malta, but what could they do with their reprieve? In June, Air Commodore Hugh Lloyd was placed in command in Malta. The damage that the Germans had done was staggering. The island was in ruins. They were still short on planes, and even basic equipment was in short supply. While Malta was still very vulnerable, the problem was that Rommel was still very active in Africa, and Malta was the only force that could stop his reinforcements. And so they began to harass Rommel's convoys, while there was still yet much work to be done in Malta. This episode will return after this break. I was recently introduced to Athletic Greens. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free. And it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, while still tasting good. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. To keep Malta in the fight, there was a need to strengthen its defenses. Thus, in July of 1941, Operation Substance, a convoy of 6 cargo ships from Gibraltar to Malta, protected by the naval ships of Force H, were sent out. While they came under Italian attack, the ships and supplies made it to Malta. With things coming together on Malta, the British could step up their presence in the Mediterranean, and in the second half of 1941, sank 60% of Axis shipping. The Royal Navy and RAF worked well together and were able considerably to reduce Rommel's supply chain. That doesn't mean everything went well for the British. In November, the carrier HMS Ark Royal was sunk by a U-boat. Numerous other British ships were lost in the following weeks from both U-boats and mines. This brings us to the return of the Germans. While the Italians had kept up the pressure on Malta, in December, the Germans returned in force for their operations against Malta. Almost half of the U-boats in operations in the Atlantic were sent to the Mediterranean. The Luftwaffe also returned to Sicily. While the RAF had done very well against the Italians, the German planes were effective in severely reducing the activity of the RAF. The British complained that the Hurricanes were outmatched by the Messerschmitts, and what they really needed were Spitfires, something that had not yet come their way. This would finally change in March of 1942, and there would be numerous shipments of these excellent planes in the months to come. Unfortunately, the Germans noticed this and stepped up their raids, destroying many Spitfires on the ground before they could be used. The Luftwaffe held on to air superiority until the spring of 1942, when eventually the constant shipments of new planes as well as the improvements in defenses allowed the RAF to make a comeback. By the summer, air assaults on Malta were greatly diminished, but this was not a great loss for the Germans as Malta had seemed to lose its effectiveness at interfering with Axis shipping. Not only that, an extreme shortage of necessary supplies had put Malta in dire straits. They desperately needed to be resupplied. In August 1942, Operation Pedestal was launched to relieve Malta's desperate situation. However, the Germans and Italians attacked the convoy, sinking 9 out of the 14 convoy ships, plus sinking the carrier HMS Eagle, as well as several other ships. Still, enough supplies got through to save the island, at least for a time. That summer, Hugh Lloyd was replaced by Air Marshal Keith Park, in command of the forces on Malta. Park had significant experience from the Battle of Britain, and he brought that to bear on the eerily similar situation in Malta. Part of Park's strategy was to take advantage of radar and for the Spitfires to engage the Axis bombers before they reached the island instead of trying to fight them while they were over Malta. This was highly effective. Malta was once again able to put pressure on the Axis shipping. In addition to the RAF raids, British submarines were extremely successful at sinking German convoys and severely reducing Rommel's supply chain for North Africa. In October 1942, the Germans made one final air offensive against Malta to finally remove this thorn in their side. But by this time, too many Spitfires had arrived in Malta, and the Germans suffered much heavier losses than the British. The Axis were forced to give up their plans to neutralize Malta and to use the remaining planes to try to salvage something in North Africa. Thus ended the siege of Malta. Malta may not be the most well-known aspect of the Second World War, but it was a vital series of battles. If Malta had been neutralized, and it was very possible that it could have, things may have turned out much different in North Africa. This small band of pilots, sailors, servicemen, and civilians did far more for the war effort than many people realize. What they did in frustrating both the Italians and the Germans had a significant impact on the Allied war effort. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please visit me at stephenjbedard.com/secondworldwar. Also, consider supporting me on Patreon by going to patreon.com/hopesreason. Even $1 a month, less than a cup of coffee, will help keep this podcast going. Please find me on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you, and God bless.